Pasuk in the midst of Sukkah in Pashachri Mais steht in Pasuk Besukkah Teshu Shivis Yamin. The mitzvah, you should live in a Sukkah, you should sit in a Sukkah 7 days. We want Sukkah that Chavches Vidashin and the word Teshu Besukkah Teshu Vidashin Teshu came to do. You should live in the Sukkah the way you live in your house. The Gemara Dashin from this halacha, from this din, a number of halachas. One halacha is din is Matzayas Patam Nasukkah. Just like someone's Matzayah in his house, from a massive in the house is not able to live in it. He doesn't stay in his house, he leaves. The same thing, he's Patam Nasukkah. Another halacha is Holchi Drachim is Patam Nasukkah. Just like a person's house, he's not in jail, he doesn't have to stay in his house. If he wants to travel, he's allowed to travel. Same thing, the person that mechuyav to stay in the sukkah, if he wants to travel, he's allowed to travel. Another halacha is the chiyuv of a sukkah is dafka by suda skva, dafka by a full suda, something that a person eats in his house. So bachina saroi, just a bite. The Gemara says people take a bite outside of the house. The same thing, bachina saroi, you spot them in a sukkah. The shiur of suda skva is not the regular shiur of suda skva. Maybe we have by bichas amazon. Other halacha is a little bit less. The shear is what a person would eat in his house. And the Gemara says the shear would be, the minimum amount is, what he eats before he runs to yeshiva. In the times of the Gemara says they were always in a rush, today also we should be in a rush, but they were always in a rush to run to Beis Medrash to hear, they were afraid they'd miss a shmua, especially when the whole Torah was Torah Shabbal Peh and was all the Messiah. They were afraid they would miss a Maim HaChazal, a Memra, so they would run, and they'd just take one mouthful. And the place can say, the Gemara says that the shear is a little bit more than a beya. Kamoli piv, what could fill up a person's mouth, that's what a Babi Rav ate, that's called a Suz Kavah. But if it's less than a little bit more than a beya, that's called a Chichan Saroi, that you could eat out of the sukkah, just like a person's not makbet to eat that in his house. And another halacha, the big halacha we have is, the machlokes, but we pass like the chachamim in the Mishnah Achav Zayin, iboyachol. Just like in your house, you don't have to eat it. The person doesn't want to eat that day as soon as kavah. He just wants to take small bites here and there. Just eat a chiyon seroi. He never has to eat in his house. The same thing in the sukkah. Iboyachol, iboyachol. That's when a person is not machlokes to eat in the sukkah. It's just if he wants to eat a chiyon kavah, then he has to eat in the sukkah. But that's mitzvah zavi rishus. Oh, so that's a chinos kavah dafka pas, or maybe mezainis, which is a shiva kavah. We're going to get to that soon. Different minhagim than that. But al kaponim, this a big yisrael in the sukkah is ibayachol ibayloyachol. Person could theoretically go through a whole sukkah. So if he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. This is all for the whole sukkah. The first night is different. The first night of sukkah is a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. You can't say iboyachol iboyloyachol. You can't say if you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. Only if you're eating, you have to go to sukkah. The first night, you're mechuyev to eat. You're mechuyev to go to sukkah and eat. And the Gemara says, how do we know that? The Gemara says that's a drasha, exer shava of tesvav tesvav. It says chamisha asa in the pasha of sukkah. It says that the mitzvah is chamisha asa the 15th day of Tishrei, and it says chamisha asa by matzah by Pesach. It says chamisha asa 15th day of Pesach of Nisan. Just like by Chamish Asa, by Pesach, it's a chayiv, a person is mechuyiv to eat a Ksayas Matzah. The same thing, the first night of Sukkot, he's mechuyiv to eat in the Sukkah. Taisus and Brachos, not from the Testament, but he speaks about this, but that's the basic halacha. So, in this halacha, the chayiv to eat in the Sukkah, the first night Sukkot, we have a mechuyiv to shein, and what if that mitzayah? What if it's a mashal that's raining, Yod HaGeshamim, that's raining? So the Rashba says in the Tshuva, Chel Dalat Tzimanayin Ches, that the first night also, it's a chiyatid in the sukkah, but only if it's not mitzvah, only if it's not raining. But if it's raining, then there's no chiyatid in the sukkah either. There's no mitzvah. And the Rashba explains, because the whole mitzvah of sukkah is teshu kentizuru. If it's raining and you cannot be mekayim teshu kentizuru, you're an oinus. So you're not able to be mekayim the mitzvah. There is a chiyatid in the sukkah, but only if you have a sukkah which is kosher. If it's raining and it's mitzvah, it's not the chatz of a sukkah, you potter. And the Rosh is chalik. The Rosh is Agavuch, it's an interesting place. It's in Brachos, Perek Zayin, the end of Simach of Gimel. The Rosh hears a few words. He just says, Abba B'layla V'shoyna, B'chol in Yecheva, Afinu Yod L'Gishomim. The Rosh just hears this words, even if it's Yod L'Gishomim. The Rosh says, the reason is, the Afinu M'chagamatzis. We learn out from Chagamatzis. The Rosh holds that the first night is different. The whole week, if it's raining, you pot, even if you want to eat a chinas kebab, even if you want to eat an Italian suda pas, it's raining, you pot, the Rosh is moidi yipata. But the first night, with a special chiv, they have to go in the sukkah. The Rosh holds, even if it's raining, you have to go into the sukkah. So, what's the machoikas?
There's
no mitzvah. The koi to Rajbu,
there's
no mitzvah. Both, the pot and there's no mitzvah.
Pot from what?
Pata from the chiv of eating the first night of the sukkah.
I still have to eat the bread. I still
have to
do. I have to eat the.
Oh, so yeah, you have to eat. You have to eat the sukkah. No. You're thinking.
No, tutu. I have to eat.
No, no.
What? Oh, you have to eat in the house? No, no.
No.
In the
house?
That, there's no. That, that.
There's not.
Right. You have a dinner abundant, that's Suzis Yamta, Suzis Shabbos, that's not abundant. But the right, you wouldn't have to eat it all. The Chayyar the Rajab is easy to understand. What's past, even if it's raining? If it's raining and you're not being Mekayim, Teshu came to Duru, so what kind of mitzvah is there to go in the rain and eat in the sukkah the first night? What's Pshan the Rosh? There's another Machag Rishayim. Brought down in the Dvar and the Ran and Sukkah Dachav Zayin, they bring down Machos Rishayin. And what's the Shia of eating in the Sukkah the first night for this special mitzvah, this Chia mitzvah? Some Rishayinim hold the Shia is Exayas. As I see, all mitzvahs in the Torah, all Aloysa says, all Macholis Asuri, thinking it's us Bachin, the Shia is Exayas. Anytime we have a mitzvah, so we master the Shia is Exayas. So some Rishayinim hold also this special mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah the first night is Exayas. And Rishonim hold that the first night also this year is a chinas kva, a shiras machayv in the sukkah. It would have to be the first night you also have to come and eat a little bit more than a beya, the shiras chinas kva. So that also what the be in the machaykas. What's the shiras machaykas over there? We have to understand. So the Velt learns. I think this is going around yeshivas for many years. I remember this some years ago. I'm not sure who the first person was mechadishit, but the Shulchan Aruch the Velt wants to say in this machaykas Rishonim. That you could clarify Chakira, what's the Gzer Shava of Tesvav Tesvav? Is the Gzer Shava a mitzvah b'fnei atzma? It has nothing to do with the Pasuk of Pesukas Teshu. Even without the Pasuk of Pesukas Teshu, we have a special, different mitzvah in the Torah, Gzer Shava, Tesvav Tesvav, that you mechiv in the Sukkah. Or is the Gzer Shava a gilui on the Pasuk of Pesukas Teshu? The Gzer Shava is also working with the Pasuk of Pesukas Teshu, Shivas Yamim. It's going on that pasuk. It's just telling you that normally b'sukkas teshu we have a din of ibo yochel, ibo lo yochel, and the gzeir shav is a gili, and that's telling you that the first night you don't have a choice. The first night you have to eat in the sukkah.
What's
the chiluk? What you saying? So the chiluk would be this. This would be the machlokes Rishonim. The Rashi will hold that the gzeir shav tesvav is a gili on the pasuk b'sukkas teshu. It's telling you that tonight you don't have a choice. You have to eat b'sukkas teshu. But the pasuk b'sukkas teshu remains even that first night. The meila that chiyah the first night goes with the gedar of teshu came to duru. It has to be a sukkah which is the same way you live in your house. It cannot be if it's yard gishamim, just like you won't stay in your house. There's no mitzvah to eat the first night either. But the rush will hold the teshu of tesvav tesvav is a mitzvah b'nei atzma. It's nothing to do with b'sukkas teshu. It doesn't even go with the gedar of teshu came to duru. It's a separate mitzvah to eat in the sukkah that night. So even if it's raining, even if it's yard gishamim, you have to eat in the sukkah. That's the machlekes. And this would be the other machlekes also, what the shear is. If he holds the Gzeir Shava Tesvav Tesvav is a separate mitzvah, has nothing to do with the Sukkot Teshu, yeah. Then that would be a Gzayis. Every mitzvah is a Gzayis. But if you learn the Gzeir Shava Tesvav Tesvav is a Gili on the Pasuk of the Sukkot Teshu, it's telling you tonight you're mechiv to do the mitzvah of the Sukkot Teshu, or the mitzvah of the Sukkot Teshu is a din of teshu again to do. The mitzvah of teshu is to eat in the sukkah the way you would eat in your house. And in your house, you don't need a chinas eroi. You eat after chinas kva. It's a mingle. The first night, the chiv would be a chinas kva of more than a beya.
According to Rosh, what mitzvah is it? What are you doing?
The gzeir shav of tesvav tesvav.
Not sukkah. What?
Right. But it's not going. You don't, it's not being like. It's on the algamina pasha.
But it's sukkah. But it's that mitzvah.
But it doesn't go on the word of Teshu.
It's got to be a sukkah because otherwise, what are you doing? I don't know what you're doing for Maybe you should clear the top of your head.
Like, yeah. You don't know.
So maybe you should carry a little.
Yeah, but the point is.
But you know, it's the mitzvah to eat a sukkah.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Why is it?
Why is it? Why is it? You should have tried too. No.
I'm not Pshat Rosh.
No, you said it's a new mitzvah.
No, but what's the mice of Pshat Rosh? So what are you doing?
No, the challenge would be a new mitzvah. Okay, that's what it means.
It would be a mitzvah. Of Teshu can do, that you don't need. Right. So the London, the Yisestira in the Torah.
Two mitzvahs.
Yes, according to Rosh Hashanah, it would be 2 with 7 mitzvahs. Yeah, we're going to get to that. The London is a steer in the Torah. The Torah in Erechayim, Simitofi Shamatesi, passes like the Rosh. That even by Yod HaGeshamim, the first night you have to eat in the Sukkah. So the way we're learning, the Torah also holds that the Tzer Shor of Tesvav Tesvav is a separate mitzvah of itself. But after that, the Torah paskins also that, like the Rishonim, that the Shia, the first night, is B'gzayis. It's the B'gzayis, which is Harabi Nashitasek. But the Torah gives an extra reason. He says, why is the Tach only B'gzayis the first night? So himself, it's a Chayr, it should be a Chinas Kavah, the same as we always eat in Sukkah, it should be more than a Be'ah. So Dr. Torah, the reason is, because since the first night you have a mitzvah to eat, that mitzvah is achshavei. That mitzvah makes the achinam or choshev, and that makes the gzayis into choshev as every achinam skava. Even though always the gzayis is not achinam skava, but over here, since you have a mitzvah, that's achshavei. That makes it into achinam skava. Agad, yes? Well, Pesach and Chachinu this year is a gzayis. Pesach, there's no reason to be achinam skava. But the only thing you have to understand according to the Torah is, Zay, won't you say Ashrei a whole week? A whole week, won't you say, every time you eat a gezayis, you're doing a mitzvah, so you should have to eat in the sukkah. Teretz says it doesn't start, because until you have a chiv to go into the sukkah, it's not Ashrei. So it doesn't start. When you eat a gezayis, it's no chiv, there's no Ashrei, mainly you get gezayis after the sukkah. Until you eat a chiv in the sukkah, you can have a chiv in the sukkah. But the first night, the Torah is saying, since you're mechiv to eat in the sukkah, and the shiv in the gezayis,
Could be.
Why do you have to come onto a Torah? So that's the Torah need to come onto this reason? If the Torah was saying passes like the Rosh, that even by Yod HaGeshamim you have to eat in the Sukkah, and you don't, and the first night is not telling you Teshuvah came to do, that the first night Tziv has nothing to do with the Pasuk of Teshuvah came to do, like we're explaining, it's the mitzvah for itself, Tesvav, it's not being on the Pasuk. I would say that should be the reason why you only need the Gezayis. Because you're not going to the Gemara of Teshuvah because it's a seven mitzvah, she's asked, why is it so off the legs too? A whole shtuk, it bothers him, why is the Shina Rechinus Kava? That is mashma that took the etzim holds the first night also in Lechor Yini Teshuvah Kizu, and that was looking at there, it's a Vashrei. That's a shtuk of seer in the Torah.
What else, Mila, brother?
Well, bracha would be telling in the mitzvah. Bracha should be telling in the mitzvah. If it is a mitzvah, you make a bracha.
Which
bracha?
From a bracha.
The bracha of Leisha Vesukah. But even if the mitzvah.
You're not actually.
Huh? Why? If it's a mitzvah, then already you make a bracha. Leisha Vesukah will go on. You're asking that Leisha Vesukah doesn't go on the mitzvah of Tesav Tesav. It does. Like we're saying, Tesav Tesav also is a din in Sukkah. So the bracha will go on there. So that's the Steven Azur. I saw in a Kuntra Shur Meiner of David, from a cousin of mine, David Feinstein, Rashiva in Bnei Brak, son of Michal Feinstein, he wants to say, an Afkamina, Mosek Nafkamina would be, there's one mandam in Sukkah that's Memvav Amaralaf that holds, that says, Kevin Shabir Chem Rishin Shuveni Mavarach. There's one mandam holds that says, you only make a Leisha B'Sukkah one time, a whole Sukkah. Once you make a Leisha B'Sukkah the first day, the first night, you don't make a bracha the rest of the week, because it's all one mitzvah. The mitzvah is to move into the sukkah. You make a bracha when you move into the sukkah. You make a leisha b'sukkah one time, and even if you go in and out the rest of the week, you don't make another bracha. We don't pass like that. We make a bracha every time we come back, but every time we eat. But there's one mandam in the Gemara holds that you only make one bracha for the whole week. So Tanya Zav Feinstein, that if, according to the Rosh, if it was raining the first night, and you went in, and because you according to the Rosh, you have to go in the sukkah the first night anyway, because the Zeshav Tesvav Tesvav, then you come in again the next day when it's not raining, you would make again a bracha Leishav Tesvav. You make a second time bracha. Because the first bracha you made was only on the mitzvah of Tesvav Tesvav, according to the Rosh. You were not making a bracha on the Tesvav Tesvav, you're making a bracha on that other mitzvah. Then the next day, when it's not raining, now you're being mekayim for the first time, the other pasuk, Pasuk Tesvav Tesvav. So in that you make a Leishav Tesvav. And then vayta, you won't make a bracha the rest of the week, according to that mandama. But it'll come out enough kamin according to the Shulchan Torah that if it's raining the first night, they normally hold you make one bracha all week. It'll come out you make two brachas for the whole week. once on Rish, on
Mitzvah.
Oh, but if it didn't rain and you went in the first night, you were doing both. You made a Leish Pesach on both mitzvahs. You made a bracha on the Pesach and on Mitzvah Station, and then already you have this man the Meshit of Kevin Shabir Chaim Rishon Shavein and Baruch. But he's saying a Chiddush that will be an Nachmina Koin Tam Anom. You don't pass like that, but Koin Tam Anom is Nachmina. The Chayyur is another Nachmina was saying, how many mitzvahs you Mekayim? According to the Rashba, it's all one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah of Sebastashu, and the first night we have a Gili on that mitzvah. That's the Chayyur, it's not just the Rishos. But according to the Rosh, the Chayyur is two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Tesvav, and there's a mitzvah of Besukas Teshuva the first night. The Chayyur Nafkimina bin again mitzvah Shichas Kavana. So Machoik is Tanoim, when you do a mitzvah, you have to have Kavana L'Shem mitzvah, that's Ma'akavana. And the Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim Sinitzamach is Machmir, like Mandam B'Mitzvah is Kavana. The Chayyur the first night, people don't think about it, maybe we should think about it. If you Mekayim would be the Rosh, Mitzvah is Kavana, we'd be Mekayim two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of the Gzeir Shava of Chamisha Asa, and we'll also be Mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkot Station Shiviz Yamin. I saw in the Arich HaShleim, Agavocha, Rav Shamzam Aoyabach, was clarifying, if a person goes in the Sukkah without Kavana, and he doesn't have the Sikhas Kavana, is Nechayr, the Tanim Shamzam, according to Madam, Mitzvah Kavana, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah at all, but it says, Zoybi, you ate outside of the Sukkah, and it's an Aveir. It's Mamish the same Aveir like you get outside of the Sukkah. Every time you go into a sukkah, you have to have in mind mitzvah kavana. But you're eating l'shem mitzvah sukkah, because if you eat without thinking, you have mitzvah kavana, and it's as though you're eating outside of the sukkah. That's why he wants to compare it to the famous mitzvah. If you don't go into it, the mitzvah wants to say that mitzvah is yad yaitza, but it's not eating outside the sukkah. But this is mash is mavua, not like that. I tell you the same famous tesis in Sukkah that's yes, the cash, we don't need a pasuk of Oschal Mudei Sukkah Gzula, Tepe Gai Mitzvah Baveya. Right, so Moshe Sukkah wants to say that Nachmina will be Al-Sukha, you're not in Sukkah at all, in Vatel Mitzvah. But Sikha Sukkah, you're not being in Vatel Mitzvah, you're just not making the Mitzvah. But Tosis Vice says that even for the reason of Mitzvah Baveya, it's the same thing. It's like 19 Sukkahs, Hainu Shem Zama, the same thing if you don't have Kavana. It's just as fair. It's also something. You're not going to find that. It's also a bit so schwer. But the text, I think, to his Shem Zama's Zara, which he doesn't say, is the Chayyadim. Chayyadim says that by, even though Chachim, you should always think by Mitzvah Kavana, by Kiddush, or Shabbos, Mitzvah Raisa, you should think Hashem Mitzvah Kiddush. But Zara Chayyadim, most people don't think about it. So the Chayyadim, Mitzvah Kavana is really built into what you're doing. Because when a person is making Kiddush Friday night, why is he doing it? He's doing it in Hashem Mitzvah. Why else would he be making Kiddush? When a person takes a little bit of why is he doing it? Putting on tefillin, why is he doing it? It's always Mitzvah Kavana, because why else are you doing it? Maybe matzah is something you can say, you're doing it because you're hungry. That's why you're eating matzah. You're not doing Hashem. That you have to think Hashem is matzah. But most mitzvahs, there's no other reason why you're doing it if not Hashem mitzvah. The chayyur, it could be it's built in automatically.
Yeah,
what?
Kavan
Hashem. Kavan Hashem would be a problem, but no one has that. But the nice of Hashem is saying this person should be in this to have kavanah. And the way we're saying the first night, the person should have kavanah for both mitzvahs. How do we pass in by Yoduk Shaman? The first night when it's raining, what's the halacha? Is it like the Rashba that you don't go in the sukkah? Is it like the Rosh that you go in the sukkah even in the rain? So the Mechaber is, then it's not clear. The Mechaber Shulchan Aruch just writes, the Algamina Din, that Yoduk Shaman is potum in the sukkah. So he writes that when it's raining, you potum in the sukkah. And he's not Mechalek between the first night and the rest of the sukkahs. And Pashtus, the steam is the Mechaber, this is in some Tefesh Shama test, the steam is the Mechaber is Mashma, that it's even the first night also you potum in the sukkah. He's not Mechalek. He just says, Yoduk Shaman, you potum in the sukkah. It's Mashma even the first night. It's Mashma, Pashtus, like the Rashba. What? Even the first night. So there's a Shatzin over there, it's a little bit earlier, it's in Eisman Malas. Shatzin brings down from the Mayim Mutcha that's Medayak like that, that the Mechaber holds like the Rashba. That the first night, you put the from the Sukkah if it's raining. But the Shatzin doesn't like that. The Shatzin says that the Mechaber is just staying out of the Machaikas. If the Mechaber held like the Rashba, he would say a claw. And he says the Mechaber is just not getting involved with the Hoshana. So he's abstaining. He's not voting on this Machlokes. The Loshon is Shatzin writes, "Vay Rutzel and Kvayim Mismar Binyan Zed." The Mechaber does not want to put nails into this halacha. Do pluk the Vavusa. It's Machlokes Rishonim. Mechachle Hiske Klal Binyan Zed. Kuntashatzi and the Machaber stayed out of it. He doesn't say his day yet. Which to me is a little bit shver. I think it's more pashas like the Marimodcha, that the steam is the Machaber's mashma, Yodik Shem is potem in the Sukkah. Mashma is always potem, including the first night. But the Ramah does paskin, is machriya, and the Ramah paskin is called like the Rosh. The Ramah says, Abalayim Rishayin, the Tzorach Lechel Kazai is Afim Bisham Yod. The first night, you have to eat in the Sukkah even when it's raining.
What
is the maybe the fresh, like the Mishnah Berurah, that the Machab is not clear.
We hope
you invite us. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Hachrof and Achreim and Fim God and other Achreim that they say we should be machim like the Rosh, that Yod Gisham, you should go in the Sukkah. But you should not make a bracha. Since it's according to the Rosh, you would go when you make a bracha also leishu b'sukkah. But the Achrayim say that since it's machayik b'sheinim, we suffer brachas l'hakel, you don't make a leishu b'sukkah. The Achrayim, the Mishnah also brings down, the Achrayim also say, chashon, it rains the first night. It says, chachimla, you should wait until chatzais, to hope that it stops raining. You shouldn't make kiddush, you should sit there and wait. Wait until the mitzvah is until chatzos, and you should wait. Hopefully, it'll stop raining, and you can be mekayim the mitzvah even according to the Rashba. But the Achrayim do say there's a problem with waiting too long. The Achrayim say it's a problem of menias simchas yamtiv. The Achrayim say ein l'cho menias simchas gadol mizeh. If you im yamtin al bnei beis hakadoyim vaktanim, ein l'cho menias simchas yamtiv gadol mizeh. If you make the family wait, the children, even the older children, even your wife, make everyone wait. It's a mania of simchas yamtiv. Simchas yamtiv is echid a great sechiyev. Is a mainla that Achrayim give a shulah pshara, and they say you should wait kashor ashtayim. You should wait an hour or two. And I think that's what we do. We push over, we come home, we look at the clock, and we wait exactly 2 hours, like the Mishnah Berurah says. And if it's still raining, then already you go in the rain, and you make kiddush. Maybe with a rain hat, maybe with a raincoat. You go in, you make kiddush, and you quickly, and you make the mitzvah without a bracha. You eat the ksayis, or chachinga more than a beya. And then you go in and you finish the suda. And then you wait up again. After you suda, you don't go to sleep. You wait up until you have to stay up until chatzais. Hopefully it'll stop raining and you can go out a second time and eat a gazayas or more than a beya to be yotzei even according to the Rashi with the bracha. And then a lot of times Hashem, it's raining and it does stop raining, but it's still dripping from the schach. Sometimes no eitzah, and if it's dripping that beer from the schach that you wouldn't stay in your house that way, you still can't make a bracha. Maybe an eitzah is if you know someone that has a good shlak, you should push a knock on his door and ask him before chatzayas if you can come in and be mekayem the mitzvah in a dry sukkah. I just had a kasha, which this seems to, and this is the way the Velt is knowing. The Velt does wait. We do wait, and if a kasha is raining, we wait an hour or two to try to be mekayem the mitzvah without the rain. But what I don't understand is, why are we waiting? What's the reason why we're waiting? You come home from shul, and chashom it's raining. So right now, according to the Rosh, it's no question. In the rain, go in the sukkah, make a bracha, and eat the kazayis. And according to the Rosh, it's also no question. You're not mechuyev. There's no mitzvah. You're not mechuyev. Go in your house and make your suda in your house. Zechayra, what we should do is, when we come home, go right into the sukkah in the rain, with a raincoat, and make kiddush. Don't wait. Go in the sukkah. Wait, eat your kazayis, and go back in your house and finish your suda. And then, wait up until 12 o'clock. That I understand. Why are you waiting up until chatzos, or 1 o'clock, whatever chatzos is, that time of year. Wait up until chatzos to be tried to do this properly. But what is the first waiting for? An hour or two is not so easy. The Achrayim are saying, made a pshara, they try to make it easy, say, wait an hour or two. Hashem, a master doesn't have a problem, he can sit down by the Gemara, but the whole family is waiting, the guests and the children. The waiting hour too is very difficult. What's the purpose of the waiting? I don't understand.
Well, my if
Yes. You have to wait up until Chatzos, as I understand. You put the Milchiyah to wait up to try to be kind of misquint to the Rashba. So you make a Leisha B'Sukkah when... You mean if you start...
You can't make a
relationship
with
a lady.
Why
not?
Right.
You can't make a relationship.
Well, you can make a relationship with a because you're coming in and washing again.
No, you say you can make
a relationship. Yeah, a relationship with a because you come and wash again. I mean, if it starts raining in the middle of your suda, which you're not looking to go back in then either right away, you've got to finish your suda, but eventually you have to go back in, so you might as well go right back in then. Normally, once you start your suda, you're not looking to go back in either.
You have to go back in.
Right. If it's all continuation, you have a problem, you're right. If it's all continuation, you have... Well, if you went out with a decent hefsek and now you're going back in, the chayr that you could make a leishu b'sukkah. But I just don't understand. To me, it's a big surachin, and the way the Velt's knowing, and the way the chayrim will say, the Mishu Pasen, that what, you have to wait an hour or two. I don't understand what that is, but my says,
you're saying that the Rashi won't go to the sukkah and not make a leishu.
Right. Right now, what are you supposed to do according to the Rosh? You're supposed to go in and eat. According to the Rosh, you're not supposed to go. You're supposed to go eat inside. There's no waiting over here. You're going to anyone. Not according to the Rosh, not according to the Rosh. The waiting is just for later on. If it later on to hope to try to make the mitzvah later on, but what is this first
you
hour
wait,
too?
It
seems you want to wait. You want to make kiddush in the sukkah. What's so important about kiddush in the sukkah?
What's
the meaning of that? For the chi of mitzvah.
Because now you make the
shachiyanu.
On Yom
Tov. Because those that hold the shachiyanu, the sukkah is the sukkah, even though the yidun. Right, because the
shachiyanu
revealing the thing that the Gemara says we made when you built the sukkah. Yeah, right. Right. The Gemara. The Gemara says when you build the sukkah, you make a shachiyanu. And the Chasidishavu, you make a shachiyanu. Maybe you have a problem with Shekhinah. Okay, it's Shuzarin. I think maybe just like to mention, there's a Bach, famous Bach sheet, the Bach holds that whenever the Torah gives a tam for a mitzvah, you mechuyiz, you mechaben on the tam of the mitzvah. And the Bach says three places the Torah gives a tam for the mitzvah. One place is by tefillin, zaman tiyat shem aficha. One place is by tzitzis, it says zaman tizkaru. Should remember the mitzvahs, and one place is by sukkah. It says the reason why you go into sukkah is keep a sukkah seshafti, because they should put us in sukkahs in the middle. So it's like the Bach, you mechiti mechavin these timeim. You put on tefillin also, you mechavin every day. When you put on tzitzis every day, you mechavin man tizkaru. And when you go into sukkah, you should mechavin keep a sukkah seshafti. In the chayr, I think the Bach is only the first night by the chayr. I'm not so sure if it's the whole sukkah, maybe it's the whole sukkah. What about that? But I think it's Kedai, and later I saw Shem Zaman also did, and he used to tell his whole family before Kiddush, just to remind them that, you know, after we wash, and after we make a mitzi and Reish of Sukkah, don't talk until you eat a whole shiur. Don't just take a little bichal and you'll finish later. Do it like Pesach night. After we come in, eat that first shiur, as if we eat matzah. It's a lot easier than matzah. Matzah is a little bit hard to eat the chdeich and express. It's not hard. Challah, you have 2 minutes to eat a nice piece of challah. It's not so hard. But first of all, don't talk until you finish the entire shiur. Have in mind the Shem Mitzvah Sukkah, to Mekai Mitzvah Skavana, and have in mind the Bach Hosuk, Yibah Sukkah Seshafti. Why are we in the Sukkah? Because the Shem put us in the Sukkah in the Midbar. And the Chayish have in mind, according to both Sheet and both Tanoim, both Sheet and Tanoim, Machayvis and Mishnayis, what's the Taish of the Pasuk of Sukkah Shabdi? One man Lama says the Sukkah is Mamish, and Kiva and Nani Yakovit. So you should have in mind that Hashem put us either in Mamish Sukkah in the Midbar, or Hashem gave us the Nani Yakovit to protect us in Sukkah. But we should have all this in mind when we can't miss it, not to talk and to do with the Kovit. That's to remind everyone. Okay, there's an interesting Mordechai in Sukkah in Siman Tavshin Mem. He brings down B'Shem Rabbeinu Elazar Mimitz, one of the Rishonim, one of the Baalei Taisus. The Gois Maimonides in Perek Vav Hilchos Sukkah Halacha Beis also brings it down. He's Machadish that a Sukkah that's Ruya Fiachila, a Sukkah that's Ruya to eat in it, but it's not Ruya Fashina, but you cannot sleep in it. For example, he says the Sukkah's in a dangerous neighborhood where there are Ganovim, there are Rotskim in the neighborhood, and you're okay going in there the daytime and eating. But you're not comfortable to go into the sukkah at night. You're afraid to sleep there. So sukkah is roi v'achina, not roi v'shina. Zokta ben elezim emitz, that sukkah will be possible even for achila. Even though now you're not mitzvaya and you're able to eat in it, that it will be possible. You'll be eating the sukkah psumah. Because if the sukkah is not roi v'shina also, to sleep also, it's not kosher even for achila. It's more like a chiddush. Because that should be Roy Fahila and not Roy Vashina. What? It was a dangerous neighborhood. The Ganovim and Rotschim, and you were afraid to sleep there at night. You cannot sleep. You mitzvah. You would not sleep in your house in the Zamatzah where there's a danger.
As long as you could be
stunned, then
it's
enough.
So
you could sleep on a.
Okay, his case was it's not right to sleep at all. It's not right to sleep at all.
You're not going to be sure what you're going to do. Oh, you're definitely right. You're watching.
There's no policeman. You can't get anyone. He says a case where it's not where you mitzvah. You mitzvah that you cannot sleep there. Mitzvah, can you eat this? Some Mishnayim say that eating is not mitzvah. You're not mitzvah while you're eating, and so you'll not eat it. But the Rebbeinu is mitzvah. Another Mishnayim say it's possible. So there is a Gemara in Sukkah after Gimel, which is a whole different Indian. The Gemara says that he needs Sukkah Ruya L'Shiva. But that means the strength of the Sukkah. You need a Sukkah that can stand for 7 days. If the Sukkah that will not last 7 days in Ruach Matsuya in a regular wind, that Sukkah is possible. But that's the halacha in the strength of the Sukkah, in the kfar of the Sukkah. But here we're talking about it was a strong Sukkah. The Sukkah definitely could last 7 days. The problem was it just wasn't Roy Vashina. It was because you're afraid to seek this. So these Rishonim are Zasas. So what's the Machlekes? The Chayyas, the Chayyas, the Machlekes. The Rishonim of Ben Elezmi admits that hold that if it's not Roy Fashin, it's not Roy for Achille either. They'll hold that the din of Teshu came to do is din the Chetz of the Sukkah. A Chetz of the Sukkah has to be Teshu came to do. A Chetz of the Sukkah has to be a Sukkah that you can live in like your house. And just like the Chetz of your house is a house that you can sleep in and eat in, the Chetz of the Sukkah has to be a Sukkah that you can sleep in and you can eat in. If it's not able to sleep in, it's not a Chetz of Teshu came to do. It's a Sukkah in the Sukkah. The other Rishonim will hold that Teshu came to do is din in the Gavra. Sons in the Sukkah. The Gavra has a chi of Teshu. The Gavra has a chi of to sleep in the Sukkah and to eat in the Sukkah. If he's not able to sleep, okay, so he can't sleep in the Sukkah. But when he's able to eat, it's a kosher Sukkah fachil. That's the Chayyaz Machagas. Very good. Very good. It'd be telling you in this, but it's telling you in Teshu and doing that. Okay. Getting back to the halacha of Achinas Aroi. The Gemara in Sukkah, the sugi is the Chavav in Sukkah, that Achina Siroi, the Gemara says, you're not to eat outside the Sukkah. And the Gemara, like we said, the Gemara says the Shirim. The Shirim of Achina Siroi is a little bit more than a Be'ek, Achina's Babi Rav. Of the famous Rambam, the Ram Paskins, Peg Vav Hilch Sukkah Lachavav, Umishi Yachna Atzmai, Vunlo Yishte Chutz the Sukkah, Achina Mayim, someone who's Machman himself and he won't even drink water out of the Sukkah, is a Meshubach. He's Meshubach, praiseworthy. He's a Maila, it's a Chumba, the Ram brings down, not to even drink water outside the Sukkah. So what's the mock of the Rambam? So the Magoris Maimon says, the mock is the Maisa, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Chavav says, Maisa is the story of Yilun of Yechim and Zachai, and Litim is the Tavshul. They brought the Yechim and Zachai to taste the Tavshul, and Rambam Gamliel, Shnei Kaisus is Deli Shemayim. And they brought Rambam Gamliel two dates, I think, and a pitcher of water. The Omru, and they said, Helam the Sukkah, bring it into the Sukkah. For some reason, they were outside the Sukkah, and they said, bring it into the Sukkah. So the Rambam is learning that this was a chumrah. This whole story was a chumrah. Because just to taste the tavshul is a chinas aroi. Just to eat two kaisvais and to eat and to drink some water is not a chinas kvar. And still they were machmis. Rambam is learning out from there that there's an end of a chumrah. The Magen Avraham, at the end of some tafish mem, and the Behedev also brings it down, they bring Yishalmi. There's a similar story. Rav Huna was traveling, but Yitzhama, and he was thirsty. When he was solution, he said, the Sukkah. Yishami says, Rav Huna did not want to drink until he got to the Sukkah. So Rav Huna did two chumras. One chumra, he was papam Sukkah, he was holchei drachim. And he wanted to be machmi. The second chumra was, he was machmi even on water, even on mayim. What the Rambam said, according to the Gosh Maimis at least, what the Rambam's mock is on the first maisa, the Rambam Gamliel, told him to bring the two figs and the deli shamayim into the sukkah. That the Ram says is on that a machmish afingu mayim should not drink out of the sukkah. Is mashugam saying rebusa that even water, like water is a little bit the chiddush. So where the Ram see the chiddush of water? Okay, from the Shami you see it pretty clear, but if the mokka is from the Bavli of this ma'aser gamliel, it's a little bit shver. How do you know that there's a chumra on water? Maybe gamliel is machmir because of the shnei kaisers. They brought him two figs and water. Maybe it's machmir because of the fruit. It goes to the figs. How do you know the water? So it could be the Teretz says, because he told him to bring everything into the sukkah. We know Gamliel was outside the sukkah for whatever reason. He could have told him just bring the two kaisers. And he gave a little bit more. As the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Rambam says that for good health, a person should not eat and drink together. A person should separate his eating from his drinking. His eating should be one time, his drinking should be seven times. The Rambam held him. Gamliel did it that way. His eating and drinking was separate. So why did the Rambam say, bring the deli shamayim? And also, that was going to be separate anyway. Leave that outside. That's what I saw, the chumra of water also. My main question I just wanted to say was, there's a famous Yishami. The Yishami says, Kol mi shepotam idov v'aseyu, whoever does something, it was potter, and he does the nikah hedyot. If you potter is actually nikah hedyot, it's most of us, the person will bring it down, he'll go sukkah. The person goes in the sukkah when it's raining, not the first night, but during the week, he goes in the sukkah when it's raining, nikah hedyot, he's a hedyot. How come over here, the Rambam says, that it's a nice chumrah to go in the sukkah to drink water, but you, and why is that nikah hedyot? If you potter in the sukkah, the Shammai says, kol misha potter mitzvah v'aseh, nikah hedyot. Why isn't that nikah hedyot? So you could think. Why do you get a mitzvah? The chinuch zeroy. The Torah is no kind of mitzvah. You're thinking it's a dinner shiur. Yeah, but you're not teal. You're going in just to drink water, and water is something which is part of Minnesota. It's about the shurim you think, but it's not really a shurim, it's a taste you can do. The chetz of Machayev Sukkah is to go in your sukkah where you live. You don't go into your house to drink water, you drink water outside. You're going in just to drink and go back out. That's the chaynik ahedjit. The
chaynik ahedjit.
The
chaynik ahedjit. The chaynik
ahedjit. Everything, but that's in the end.
That's
something else. You're asking why every nashim is not called nikah ahedjit? That's the key mitzvah. But over here, what's the key mitzvah? If you're not, the key mitzvah is taste you can to do. If it's not, you're not doing
a teal.
Yes, it is within teal. You're not doing a teal. Teal is not half a step. You went in to drink and you went out. You won't being metal in the sukkah. The teal is, you take a walk. You go walk 100 feet, 20, 200 feet. You think about something. You relax.
This is a chayyah.
This is a chayyah. Why is this part of the mitzvah? So I'll tell you my teretz. I'm a teretz. The Gemara says of in Sukkah the Chazayin and Beis that also lishim chutz the Sukkah tinu shinas arai. The din is by shina also there's a shia, it has to be shinas kavah at least a few minutes, enough of a sleep. But if a person takes a very very short nap, shinas arai he's potam in the Sukkah. The Gemara says medabonan they machayed you even on a short nap to sleep in the Sukkah. The reason is zeir shami yimashich. If you go to sleep for a short time, we're afraid that you'll oversleep. And you'll have a shinas kavah. Therefore, even you shouldn't even sleep a short nap in sukkah. A bachiyah seroy is not such halacha. Chinas seroy, you'll not eat out of sukkah. We're not afraid shemi yimshech that maybe you'll end up eating more. So my kasha was: there's a gemara in Shabbos that test. The gemara says, "Kevin shagi is man tingas mincha, also lad mishitim klum kedem sheispal tingas mincha." Once it becomes time for mincha, davening mincha is also to be toyim, even to taste something before mincha. Now, what's the reason for this? Because you're going to taste something, you're going to forget mincha? It's a shvet to understand. Rashi and tases don't explain it. But there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Peg Vav, Hilchos Tehillim, Halacha Hey, he brings down this halacha. It's also a good time because of mincha. Rambam adds a few words to explain the reason. The reason is Shema Yimshech Bachinah. The reason is you might just taste it, but before you know it, you might sit down and make a whole Suda's Kavah out of it. Just with the taste of shalom, you might end up eating a whole big bowl, and it's explained, you'll end up missing mincha. So you see that by mincha, they asked achin osayroi with gzeir shem yimshech. How come by sukkah we didn't make that gzeir? Why don't we make the same gzeir by sukkah shem yimshech? So I don't have a teretz kasha. This is a kasha yisrael.
Means shem yimshech is going to go ahead and make a big suda out of it.
Right.
You're not going to do that by sukkah. You need a sukkah to make a big suda. So how is he going to be mashiach?
Well, the same thing. Why don't we make such a, just make this there? Then maybe he'll come to do that, just like by mincha. So I don't know what to say, but I just wanted to say, that could be the reason for the chumrah. The reason why Rambam says, even achin aseroi, no, you should not eat out of the sukkah, is because of a chumrah of Shem Yimshech. Like we farm in mincha. It may not be halacha, but at least there's a reason for the chumrah. This halacha, komi shepotam in the dove, I say, nikkur head, it is when there's no reason for it. You're going in the sukkah when it's raining, there's no reason for it. You're potter, that's not great. But over here, you're going in for a reason, because Shem Yimshech, just like Chazal or Machmir by Mincha, the same thing I'm afraid now also, at least there's a reason for it. It's not a ganzen Tetzel, but Shukkah Tetzel. Okay, I want to say a little bit more. You know, I know it's really late, but just one, I have a lot more things to say, but I just want to say one thing which I think is very important, halacha, because it's very important to know. It's very important, Shad Tzi, and some suffrage on the test. The Shein HaKiyah, Shatzin Kled, the din is, Achin HaSaroi is Potam and HaSukkah Min HaKadin. What about Achin HaSaroi in the middle of the Suda? The person is in the middle of the Suda in the Sukkah, and he goes outside to help his wife, help his mother, bring in to serve the next course, to the family, to the guests. And while he's in the house, he wants to be Toyim something. So you gotta be Toyim. Shatzin is Masufik. Shatzin says, do you say that, well, you're only being Toyim, you're only tasting a place of pickle, you know, that's Achin HaSaroi, it's Mut HaSukkah Sukkah. Do you say that no, once it's in the middle of the Suda, every bite, even a little water, but the din, a chen from the Suda, it's a murder chakir, has a chen who's in the Yasa. There's a minga, since it's a sofik in the Bi'alacha, this is a sofik deraisa. person loves a suda and he goes in the house to help to bring things in, he puts any little thing in his mouth, because there's one tzat to say, it's a chen from the suda, and you're about to miss to say their isa. So if they're their isa, it's even be time according to one tzat be alochim. I'll say after again, I have to be very careful. Shabbat is specific. Okay, there's more, but it's on paper.